This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time that he was on my show was September of this year, and I'm talking about no other than Syke Corporation. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
That's great to be back, Everett. Thank you so much.
You know, the last time, and I remember this, the last time I had you on the show, it was on the heels of the company's acquisition of the technical 420 and on the bids. And if you would, you know, maybe provide us with some kind of update on which of these platforms have performed since acquiring them, and also maybe shed some light on contributing to the revenue share part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So in just a couple of months since we closed on the acquisition of both of these platforms, you know, Technical 420 and On the Bids, which we acquired from Stonebridge Partners, we've seen a great substantial uptick, you know, in incoming revenue here from both of these platforms, which is great news for us. You know, it was a unique situation where bringing in these platforms, it was a bit of a plug and play scenario where we just brought them in, quickly integrated them, and got them off to the races, you know, and a lot of that is a credit to Michael Berger, who was the principal over at Stonebridge Partners and who has now come on as our chief operating officer here at Syke Corp. He's done a phenomenal job with helping to integrate these platforms and helping to get deal flows working through them here relatively quickly. And so for us, you know, I know for the past couple of years, one of the big questions that's always been, you know, thrown at us is, you know, how are you going to monetize as a media company?
Right.
And I think, you know, we're absolutely demonstrating, you know, that we do have a very solid monetization plan in place now. And, you know, I can say that with all confidence because I know that the numbers will ultimately, you know, back that up here. Cause what I can tell you too is we're on pace right now, here in the fourth quarter to have our strongest performing quarter from a revenue perspective that we've had since I came on in July of 2020. And, you know, a lot of that again is a credit to, the fantastic performance of Technical 420 and On the Bids. And, you know, for the past couple of years, Everett, you know that we've been primarily known as a psychedelic media company, and
correct.
You know, we still very, very much are through Psychedelic Spotlight, which continues to maintain a very strong and solid presence in the psychedelic space as a media platform there. But anybody that's been following the psychedelic sector this year, you know, has recognized that it's been a tough several months for the space. There hasn't been a whole lot of money flowing through the space as a lot of these companies work their way through various clinical trials. But as a media company, yeah, that presented some challenges in terms of being able to monetize. But rather than sit idle and just kind of wait for the market to turn back around, you know, we decided to take action, and we decided that our best option here was to try and diversify. And that was exactly what we did with going out and acquiring Technical 420, which is in a platform that has gained a very strong foothold in the cannabis sector, in addition to On the Bids, which is a platform that has gained an equally strong footing within the mining and precious metal sector. And so, you know, being able to plug each of those platforms now into our company has just, you know, given us an opportunity to diversify that we simply did not have several months ago. And, you know, even though the cannabis sector too has, you know, seen some ups and downs here this year, when we look at On the Bids, this was, you know, one of the things that we were very strategic about in being able to then tap into mining and precious metals. Because as you know, Everett, you know, anytime the economy becomes somewhat unstable, you know, there's threats of inflation, you know, faith and trust in the dollar is waning. People, especially within the investment community, tend to put money into mining and metals.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so for us now to be able to be plugged into that market sector, it's been incredibly advantageous for us. I can tell you that, you know, a good portion of the revenue that's come through over the past couple of months has come through On the Bids, which again is a media platform covering mining and precious metals. So again, when we zoom out here and we look at where we are now as a media company, we're far more diversified. We've got far more avenues of revenue than we had just a few months ago. And so we're feeling a lot more confident in terms of what we're doing here and how we are starting to build things out while staying very optimistic on the long-term outlook of what's going to happen in the psychedelic space, putting us ourselves in a position where we can grow, where we can self-sustain, where we can monetize without necessarily having to sacrifice anything on the psychedelic side. So it's been great. Bringing in each of those platforms has been very, very advantageous for us.
You know, I can't help to notice that you guys have been quiet, relatively quiet recently on the release of updates and news. Maybe you could share some news with your shareholders and the members of the investment community. They might think that this quietness is a red flag, but you and I talked a little bit before that. That's not the case at all. Maybe you could just bring them up to date on what you guys have been working on behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's been a lot, I can tell you, that's been going on behind the scenes here. And I think we're in a position now where we're being very selective with, you know, what news we're putting out there. You know, I think we're at a point where we've demonstrated sort of the story that we're building here and what we're putting together. I think, you know, the fundamentals are certainly in place and we've been able to demonstrate that over the past few months. But I think what those in the investment community, you know, and our shareholders are looking for now are, okay, how are we taking that and how are we using all of that to then guide us into this next phase? And that is, you know, legitimizing the company. You know, we've talked about, you know, a potential uplist to the OTCQB. That remains something that we are continuing to work on here. And what I can say is, you know, I wouldn't be on this show here today talking about these things if there wasn't things going on behind the scenes here that I was particularly excited about and that was actually, you know, infusing a lot of encouragement in to myself with. Because there is a lot going on here. We are incredibly busy. But a lot of the focus really right now is on placing PsychCorp in a stronger position as a publicly traded company. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, we have no intentions of remaining a pink company. We want to be fully reporting and on the OTCQB. That does require a lot of things here, but we are working through those requirements to get ourselves into a much better position here. So even though we're not out there, you know, putting out press releases every single week, we've got a lot going on here. And, you know, I can say that because I know that, you know, we're going to be able to demonstrate all of it. You know, again, I wouldn't be out here just, you know, trying to put fluff out or just trying to say anything for the sake of saying it. I know I see what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. I see the hard work that our team is putting in. In fact, you know, we just exhibited at the MJ Biz conference a couple of weeks ago here in Las Vegas, which is the largest marijuana business conference. Yep. In the world. And I came out of that, you know, with a renewed sense of excitement in terms of just, you know, where we are right now as a media company in terms of being positioned right here at this intersection where psychedelics and cannabis and some other niche market sectors intersect. We've developed a very strong presence out there. People know who we are. People know about Psychedelic Spotlight. People know about Technical 420 and On the Biz. So we're doing a lot of things right. We're building out a strong client base out there, which is, again, going to be very important here in terms of stabilizing things from a revenue standpoint. But for me, again, it's all about what do we have here in front of us? Do we have the right fundamentals? Do we have the right pieces in front of us here to then take that next step and graduate up to the OTCQB? And I believe that we do. And I believe now it's just a matter of, you know, shoring some things up here and there, tightening some things up here and there. But all that's a work in progress. All of that is happening. So again, you know, even though we haven't been out here, you know, saying a whole lot, there's a lot of work going on here behind the scenes. And again, time will certainly, you know, be able to demonstrate that is, in fact, the truth.
And my listeners want to know more about your company. What website should they go to?
Yeah, so it's psychcorporation.com. We've also got spotlightmediacorp.com. That's the website for our wholly owned subsidiary. So I would advise them, you know, either one of those two websites. They could get a lot of great information here on the company.
David, before I let you go, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
And it's just we're continuing to put in the work. You know, we are committed to doing this the right way. Yeah, I've said this before. I'll say it again. There is no fast forward button on anything. You know, this has required patience. This has been nearly 3 years. We're going on 3 years that, you know, I've been putting in work to you know, get the company into a position where I really feel we will have an opportunity to make something very special happen. And through that time, you know, I've done things at a slow and methodical pace, but I've done that to make sure that we're doing it the right way. Because if you don't have the right foundation beneath you, things are inevitably going to crumble. And I'm not putting in all this time, all this effort, just to see this thing fall apart. So I would just say, you know, stick with us. You know, patience, I think, will definitely pay out here in the end, you know, because we are very much committed to wanting to see this thing get done, but get done the right way. That's what it comes down to. It's just doing it the right way.
David Flores has been my guest today. He is the CEO of Sight Corporation. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC Pink there under the ticker symbol PSYC. I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back in another 30 to 45 days and bring us some more news of what's going on with the company.
Yeah, I always look forward to it, Everett. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.